Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
They'll go and face the Titans. He spoke about a lot of things. One of the first things he spoke about, Clint, was that C.J. Stroud would be out of this game along with Fairbairn and Petrie. They're all going to be out, as he announced today, to kick off the press conference. But he talked about Davis Mills and what he's looking for him to do. Hopefully, Clint, the Texans don't need Davis Mills to be a hero for the second straight week, and it doesn't seem like that's what he's expecting.
Yeah, look, with the way this team's built, I mean, it'd be ideal for your quarterback not to have to throw the ball as many times as Davis Mills threw it, not to have to score 19-plus points in the fourth quarter to win a game. That's not going to be the recipe for this team to win consistently, and even though you've got a lesser opponent, it probably is not going to be the recipe for you to win this week if you get down that many points in the fourth quarter. So, I think this week, it's really every week for the Texans, but if we're being – honest, it's this week, it's more important than ever. You've got a lesser opponent. If the quarterback goes out there and just does his job, stays within the offense, doesn't turn the football over, that kind of thing, doesn't hold the football and get sacked, and doesn't let their defensive front, whoever's going to be healthy and play, they got a couple of guys that can cause some problems. I would say it's a bit of an upgrade from what they saw last week on the inside in particular. Don't let that become a problem, and you should get out of there with a comfortable win. So, look, if you got faith that anybody's going to go out there and do what they're asked to do and not try to do more than they're asked to do, it's probably Davis Mills.
Yeah, yeah. Again, as you said, they should not need Davis Mills, Clint, to go grab a cape like they had to in the fourth quarter. No. Anything else jump out to you from what D'Amico had to say there?
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple of things that they're also related to, obviously, the injuries that we've seen the Texans have to deal with here of late. With Jalen Petrie being out, Miles Turner is a guy that's been in and played a lot and played well. And to start the show today, we talked a little bit about it. And I said, look, I mean, Miles Bryant has played really, really well. And I don't have any concern there. And D'Amico Ryan's kind of shed a little bit of light on that. He's he's a little bit higher on Aziz than he is Miles Bryant. But just talking, really smart player you can trust, you can count on. He said, if there's one guy that I'm going to throw out there in a pinch, it's going to be Miles Bryant and trust what he can do.
And so he's got the ability to do everything, a smart player.
Yeah, so clearly, that thought backs up what we've seen out of Miles Bryant. When he's been put on the field last year and this year, he's been really good in that reserve role. And then the other thing is with the offensive line.
God, that's what I was going to.
Well, this is a little bit bigger. I mean, he talked about the offensive line two times. We've heard D'Amico Ryans talk about the offensive line multiple times over the over 2 years now. But they really, really, really lean into it. If you listen to what they're saying, And then you watch what they do on Sundays in a sense of not letting Juice Scruggs play and Lake and Tomlinson finding the pine and trying to fit City Sal in there. And, you know, they really are leaning heavily into this. We just need guys that are going to do what we ask them to do.
Like that's been the issue as opposed to physical ability.
Yeah, it's not the inability to play the position or not big enough or not strong enough or doesn't know the system well enough. I mean, it's constantly guys we can trust. You know, guys that'll do what we ask them to do every single play. Guys what did he say? Guys that'll play with great technique and great fundamentals every single play. It's just interesting every time that he talks about offensive line play. It's as if the guys that are getting benched, or rotating, are guys that they can't trust. Guys
that's insubordinates.
They're just going rogue out there. I mean, it's wild to think that you got now. You can add City Sal to that list as well. You know, you got Lake and Tomlinson. You got Juice Scruggs. You got City Sal.
But I'm assuming 62 got the start because he went in there and during practice was doing everything he told. And then what happened when he got in there?
Yeah, you can be real good in practice. Do everything them coaches tell you to do in practice, and then you get out there in real speed and your ass can't keep up. Yeah, it's interesting the way that they kind of in hindsight discuss or justify, I guess it's more of them justifying why they're rotating guards, why they pull a guy up off the practice squad and put him above all the other guards that have been playing all year long, and then you bench him for one of the guards that's been playing all year long. And like the justification of all of that is, well, you know, we just need somebody out there that'll do what we ask them to do every single play. It's almost like we just need a guy that's coachable.
It seems like, Clint, because I was thinking the same thing, it seems like, Clint, that they are in week 11 of the season, and that's not even counting, you know, preseason and all that. They're in week 11 of the season, and it literally does to me seem like, one, by what he said – hey, buckle up! Every week, you can't walk out there and be sure of what the lineup is going to be, even with everyone is healthy. Right now, in my mind, I got an idea of what I would assume it would be, but I don't think you can assume anything with what they're thinking. It does seem like, and maybe this is the fault of the players, Clint, but it does seem like in week 11, your practice week for some of those guys in certain positions. Your practice week determines if you're going to play out there. I think 62, 70, and 74, and they felt like 62s and 54. And they felt like 62 and 54's practice weeks were the best last week, and thus they got the starts. Like, I do. I think we could see a lot of move. We could see Trent Brown in there if his practice week went well enough and somebody else's suffered. I don't think they're afraid, as you were saying, to move anything around. It is weird. Week 11, it seems like that offensive line is going to be determined by the practice week.
Yeah, it's at some point it becomes, I guess my bigger point is that at some point it becomes who's coaching these guys. You know what I mean? Who's selecting these guys? Right now you've got three guards that you don't believe are coachable, based on what you said and your actions
last
that followed.
Week.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking on the whole year. I mean, Ed Ingram you trust, obviously. Jarrett Patterson gets in there and plays well, but clearly you don't trust him, or you'd name him a starter.
Yeah.
You know, it's just interesting, man. They go hammer down on these guys to justify their, you know, how they've handled these guard situations.
Yeah, we talked about the offensive line being a big thing. We talked about it all offseason. Clint, I am surprised that we are in week 11 and that hasn't been solidified. Right? Like we're just going to pick the best group. That is a bit surprising. All right, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on the show there. Like as we said, Davis Mills, we'll hear from him coming up the bottom of the hour. Clint, you and the people, any concerns of a potential trap game situation here for the Texans? All right, the Titans are one of the worst teams in football. 1-8, their one win was, I mean, lucky as hell. They've got the worst offense in football. and their defense isn't great, and Clint, they could be without some of their big parts in their defense. Yeah. And now you're set up to play Buffalo on Thursday, followed up by the Colts and the Chiefs. Any concerns for you that this team puts themselves in a position where they're either overlooking, they're looking at Buffalo, they're not going in here with a complete 100 right mindset?
No, I don't. I think D'Amico Ryans has been tremendous in a sense of building a squad that doesn't play down to the opponents. And I think it's obvious this year in the outcomes of all these games. I mean, if this was a team that was going to play down to their opponent, I think the Baltimore game would have been a lot closer. I don't think they would have ever pulled away from the Titans late in that game. And so I think D'Amico's done a really good job of them putting these blinders on and playing week to week. And I don't see that happening now. I can fairly easily give you a scenario to where the Titans make it tough on the Texans. I think there's a couple of things that the Titans do threaten with that could be problems and have been thorns in the side of the Texans, where I could see this thing possibly getting interesting. Now, I'm not betting on it. I would take the Texans.
What are those things you're talking about?
Well, look, I think if their interior defensive line is healthy,
it can go,
and their interior defensive line, no doubt about it, has the ability to collapse a pocket and create havoc around a quarterback, and that's been our issue, is interior pressure on the quarterback and interior pressure and what all it does to the run game and the quarterback and our play caller.
Gets they couldn't behind. Handle Simmons in that first game.
Yeah, well, Simmons and Sweat, I mean, they got some dudes in there now, so, you know, I could see that for our offense being an issue. And when that is an issue, our offense just go, I mean, it's like our offense just shuts down. It's the inability to do anything. That's the problem, right? And then defensively, I don't want folks to forget who Cam Ward is. Cam Ward is the real deal. Cam Ward is a old school gunslinger. And if you give him a chance, which this defense has done, if your pressures don't get to the quarterback, then there'll be some guys running open back there. There'll be some opportunities for some big plays. There are every Sunday, but most of the time, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter get there before the quarterback can get it off. A couple of times, particularly early in the game, in that first quarter, if Cam Ward is able to avoid pressure and get a big ball over the top a couple of times in that first quarter or in that first half, and you look up and their D-line is causing troubles for our offense, that could be a recipe for us to struggle a little bit more than folks might think we would with the Tennessee Titans. Their strong points, I think, or let's call it potential strong points. We don't know if they're ever going to show up and play. But their potential strong points have been trouble areas for the Texans. And if they compete with the Texans, that's the way they do it.
Yeah. I could see it coming off an emotional win. You go in here and this team is terrible.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, I think early is big, right? You got to come in with intensity early. Because, like, that's the only way they'll hang in. Like, I've watched the Titans, Clinton. I think Cam Ward's the real deal. I'm with you. I think he's a competitive player. But Clint, they'll throw it in. Early, this thing gets bad. I've seen them. They'll they'll throw it in. They've fired coach, all of this, they'll throw it in. But early, you got to come in there and punch him in the face. And I'm with you. I think D'Amico, listen, I have some issues with their discipline on as a team when it comes to penalties and personal fouls and things like that. But he is really good at getting the message across of, hey, we got to take this serious. Yep. We got to play this way, as you said, no matter the opponent. Like, I listening to them and the way they played, he had you convinced that Nick Bosa was out there, Fred Warner was out there, like the 49ers were the real 49ers, and he did that. So I'm with you on that. But it is, you can see it. The Buffalo game is looming, and they know that is an important game, and it's coming on Thursday. You could see that happening, but I'm with you. I think D'Amico will have them. And CJ's not playing, so, you know, even more, that makes you jump in with how you're feeling. Text line coming in. I don't think they underestimate the Titans, or it's a track game. I think they will beat the Titans, but I think they may lose the next 3 weeks in a row to Buffalo, Indy, and Kansas City. We'll see. The season will hinge on that, but you can't get to those games without winning against the Titans. From what we were talking about earlier, you guys have to read between the lines a bit. To me, it sounds like Juice is not on time in meetings, etc., and is having to be told the same multiple things each week. I think maybe you, if you want us to read between the lines, I think maybe you should stop jumping to conclusions. Like, you just heard what D'Amico said and then has Juice late to meetings. I'm going to tell you right now, Clint, we've watched him. Juice is not good enough to remain on this team if he's that kind of stuff. Now, maybe his technique is breaking down. That's different. But showing up late to meetings, we've seen them just kick punt people, and he wouldn't be in seven plays in.
Yeah, this isn't a disciplinarian thing.
I'm with you.
I mean, nobody can be late to enough meetings to have to rotate every other series for 8 weeks. I mean, that now you're putting everybody's job at risk. Like, now, I mean, it's just not a disciplinarian thing. It's when you get in the game, all your technique and fundamentals go out the window, and when that happens, you ain't worth a damn situation.
That's what
it is.
Yeah.
Or somebody's making calls and telling you to go up to the second level, or telling you to double a D tackle.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.